All right, it is 10 a.m., and I will call this regular meeting of the Story County Board of Supervisors to order, and our first item on the agenda is Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Consideration of minutes from February 28th.
Move approval of the minutes.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Carries unanimously. Public comment number one. This is the time where members of the public can comment on topics that are on today's agenda. Is there anybody who would wish to do so? Seeing no one moving to the microphone. No public hearing items. Moves to additional items. Gayla Harkins submitted a request to hire a temporary employee. I see that she's not here this morning. I wasn't real clear what our process was for filling a temporary position. I'm not sure it has to take board action, but as long as we've got it in front of us, I think we should discuss it and act on it. So your preference.
I think she wanted just one day a week for somebody to help with. I don't know if it's a scanning project or it's something once their new information program, CLIP program, is up and running. They wanted somebody additional to data entry, I think is what it is. So, yeah, I don't know what the process is, but I don't see any real red flags. I'm not sure how long that she was going to try to keep this person on. Maybe this is our HR director coming here. Hey, there she is.
You want to talk to us about a temporary employee? All right.
Okay. Gayla has requested that we allow that department to hire a temporary person to come in and just do some of the documentation. As they convert over to the new CLIP system, there's a bunch of information that needs to be transferred. And to get everything up and running in a timely fashion, she had questioned hiring a temporary to come in. She doesn't need additional dollars. She'll absorb it within her budget. She kind of looks at this as her PRNs. The number fluctuates a little bit. But she just needed formal approval to hire a temporary since it would be an additional position for a short period of time.
You have any idea how long?
She didn't, and I think she put in her documentation, I didn't bring it with me, was it 2 days a week? 1 day a week.
8 hours a week.
8 hours a week, so.
But we don't know for how many weeks, just till the data entry is done.
Yeah.
All right.
We need a motion to...
Yeah, let's go ahead and do it.
I would move approval of the temporary employee for the Community Life Program.
And I'll second it. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you. Sorry to grab you as you're just coming in. All right. Next item on our agenda is consideration of Resolution 1267, amending interfund operating transfers. Good old Lefty Markley.
Good morning. Last week we amended the budget, and part of that budget amendment was a additional money into the capital projects fund from the general fund for the destruction of the annex. Speak, Lisa. The bid we got on that was very favorable, so you guys decided back early on to go ahead and do that, but we hadn't planned on doing it this fiscal year. So when we did our original interfund operating transfers, we'd only budgeted to put $50,000 in the capital projects fund this year. I want to up that to $90,000. I don't think we're going to need all of the $90,000. I think we're going to only need $84,000, but I wanted to be on the safe side and put $90,000, if necessary, into the capital projects fund to finish paying for the destruction of the annex.
I'm good with that. I would move that we approve Resolution 1267.
Yeah, I'll second it. It doesn't change anything that we're doing, right?
Nope.
I mean, it's all based on us being able to bring that building down for much less than we expect.
Right, basically, yeah.
Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Carries unanimously. Thank you very much, Lisa. Item number four is consideration of open public records request policy. We're at the conclusion of our seven-day review period. Matt Emerson. Matt, did we get any comments?
We had some from the department or the environmental health about if that needed to be any of these requests that they have for well permits, things like that, that they need to be given to Alyssa. And I just asked her that she sends an email up there in accordance with this. So, and I guess the software that they use, that PIP information software that they have, can be set up so that's automated, that anytime they get.
So it was a question about implementation and process once this is in. It wasn't a question about the policy itself.
Yep.
Okay.
So that's about it.
Steve, anything? Okay.
I'd move final approval of the open records request policy.
And I'll second it. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Carries unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, thanks for your work, Matt. All right. Item number five, update on compensation and job equity study and consideration of the revised project schedule. Back to Alyssa.
We received a memo from Springstead with the update. We had to change our schedule just a little bit because they are updating all the job descriptions. I've been working with Rebecca on that the last week. She had her drafts all complete. They were actually going to Sharon yesterday. So we should have those shipped to us within a week. I think the date was March 16th is when we start reviewing. I'm going to work with the departments there. We only have a week, so that's going to push it. But I'm hoping to get those out and reviewed. They took the old job descriptions and the PAQs and just updated them. So they should have most of the data that needs to go in there. So it should be a pretty smooth transition there. We're looking at having the market study done and everything the end of April. I have been contacting counties and cities that have not responded and asked them to kindly fill out the 25-page survey. It takes a while. And I've received actually probably three or four since Sharon drafted this memo to the board. So we are getting, I'm mainly focusing on counties. I think that's important that they send it in. So.
Well, and if there's any counties that we as supervisors can contact our counterparts, just let us know.
Dallas is the one that I'm having the most trouble with just because they lost their HR department. So I've tried to get a hold of their operations manager, and I haven't been able to connect with her or her assistant. So
I'll call somebody down there.
Okay. Other than that, everything's going pretty smooth. I've had a few questions from employees when the study's going to be out. They're getting anxious. It's going to take some time. But if you guys have any questions.
We're still on track then for the final report sometime maybe towards the end of May.
In May, yeah. We're pushing so that we can pay for it out of this fiscal year. If it has to go over, it's not a big, you know, deal for Springstead. But we do have the money budgeted this year. They don't see that it'll be a problem to have it done in May. And there are, if you notice on there, there's a good 18 days of training, and that's on the performance management piece. They will come up, and we will train managers and on that.
That's all I've got.
Yep.
I think you just have to approve the new timeline.
Good. I'd move approval of the new timeline from Springstead.
And I'll second it. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Carries unanimously. Thank you, Alyssa. All right, item number six is consideration of a letter of support for the long-term care application to the state for a continuing care retirement community. Gib Wood, who came to see us in our public forum last week. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good.
As Rick just said, I was here last week to ask for a letter of support for our new project that we have planned that's going before the state to grant us a 38-bed skilled nursing license. And I sent some information, the application, and some elevations this week. And I just wondered if there's any questions you had about the project, if you need some more detail, or how would you like me to proceed?
I don't need any further detail. I mean, for me, this is a conceptually anyway, it's a project that Story County is in need of. And so my question comes down to a letter of support if we want to offer one, and what would that letter say? One concern that has been raised that I think we need to tread lightly on is, at this point, the ground that we're talking about mm-hmm. is not in the city of Ames.
Yeah.
It would be our responsibility. And so I start to get queasy with offering full-throated support for something that may ultimately come before us, even though that's not the expectation. So I'm suggesting that we consider offering a letter of support to the concept as put forward by the group rather than this specific project. And hopefully that would be helpful, Gib. I mean, I don't know if that would
be helpful. Yeah, and, you know, we've heard the same comments about the site. And we're really just asking for a letter of support saying that, Story County does need a project. And if this site doesn't work out for the county or for the city, you know, we have a site in Southern Ames and we have a site in Gilbert that we've looked at. So this is more just for the concept itself and saying that, you know, Story County does need this project. And if you want to put an exclusion in there that says, you know, this project is a good project subject to site, I mean, I'm good with that too. Because that really is the holdup in everybody's mind is the site, and we're aware of that.
And when's your letter? When's the letter due?
It's due Thursday.
Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Owen, can we, as a board, approve authoring and sending a letter of support without approving the exact letter of support and give the chair leeway to send that letter in the timeline requested?
Yeah, I think that's right. I think... and I would recommend, just authorizing the chair or his designee to author the letter and send it on, given the discussion that's occurred here and the concern raised about the site.
Okay. I would make a motion that we author a letter supporting the concept of the skilled bed nursing unit. I think we'll just have to figure out the wording. We won't specifically be able to.
Yeah, as I see it, Paul, we won't be able to support the entire project as presented by Gib, but we will absolutely be able to support the fact that we need these kind of projects in Story County and support their application for the. And I've lost what it is, Certificate of Need.
Certificate of Need, yes.
Because as I see it, the Certificate of Need is step one on a process that requires several steps. It doesn't bind us to anything.
That's correct. Yeah.
Kind of a long motion.
Yeah, you want to try to restate it, or you want me to try to restate it?
I would move that the board approve a letter of support for the concept of the nursing facility in Story County.
Second. Further discussion.
I'm good. I think I'm good with that.
Okay. And so, just so I'm clear, we're empowering the chair or designee to go ahead and execute this letter on behalf of the board and get it submitted in a timely fashion. Did you say by March 8th?
Yes.
So,
I think it'll be the vice chair.
Days.
Because the chair's out of town.
That would make me the designee.
Okie dokie. Call the vote.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anybody opposed? Wayne's not opposed. We're good.
So am I part of the longest?
So far, part of the longest motion.
Motion.
That's right. New record.
Good. I have that distinction. Well, thank you very much.
Yep. Will you help me put this together so we can get it out? Thank you. Thanks, Gib.
Thanks.
All right, that brings us to agency reports, and we're going to start with the ARC of Story County. Hi, Tricia.
Hi.
How are you?
Very good, thank you. Thank you for inviting me here today. I have only been with the ARC since November, but very familiar with their services, so I'll still be able to report on some things and some programs that we have started just within the past couple months. We are up to 120 active participants, whether it be in our Special Olympics program or active lifestyles. 2 weeks ago, we had our annual fundraiser that we over doubled the number of people that attended the annual fundraiser last year, so we're very excited. Our Special Olympic athletes will be attending the state Special Olympics tournaments this weekend in Iowa City, known as God's Country at our house, because
I was all into your report and now I'm struggling.
New programs that we have started, we recently started through in conjunction and partnership with the Ames Middle School, a cooking nutrition program for all of our participants. We were hoping to have about 10 people register and sign up, and we had over 25. Mary Wasson, who is a retired special education teacher through Ames High, is our volunteer instructor, and it's going fabulously, and everyone has tons of fun every Monday evening at the Ames Middle School. Two projects that I'm in the development stages of starting as I figure out what the advocacy piece of my job is with the Arc of Story County is a pilot, what's called pilot parents, which would be setting up families who either move to Story County or have a child born here, setting them up with another set of parents who have already been through the system, who know what service providers are, what it is to complete the crazy paperwork that needs to be completed to get enrolled in Medicaid waiver services, to get hooked up with the Department of Human Services and Story County Community Services. I've already received so many phone calls just in the past 4 months from parents who need that type of support and need that type of help. And so I have the brochures developed and the letters written. It's just me getting it out there. Another one is called Adopt a Legislator, where I bring two or three families together that have an adult child with a disability and already have a social connection. And enjoy spending time together, where they adopt one of our area legislators. They invite them over for dinner or for coffee and get to know them on a personal level so that we can advocate for our individuals with disabilities, whether it be what we need in funding, how the budget cuts are affecting us, what additional services we may be needing. Just another way that I'm trying to figure out. I've always come from the service arena, and so I feel like I have that service piece down, but it's the advocacy piece that I feel like I've always done, but now that I'm working for a specific organization that does it, and again, it's just another need that I feel is out there, and in speaking, you know, with Lisa Heddens and some of our other area representatives, they were all for it and thought it was a great idea and are all on board. Otherwise, I think that's about it. I presented at the Nevada Kiwanis group this morning and happened to have a mother that after I got done presenting, she stood up and she has two children with developmental disabilities that are part of our program. And she said, without the ARC, her children would not be able to be as independent or the contributing members to society that they are. And having previously been a case manager in Dallas and Boone counties, not having the ARC or Special Olympics or Active Lifestyles, anything for the participants and consumers to do in the evenings, I can see what a real value we are and how much we thank you for your support. So that's it.
Well, thank you for joining us here in Story County, home of Iowa State University. We're glad you're here.
Thank you.
All right, departmental reports. DHS, our friend Pat. How are you today, Pat?
I'm good. Beautiful day.
A little better than Sunday. Holy mackerel.
Well, we didn't get any snow, but here. No snow in northwest Iowa, no snow in Des Moines.
Huh?
Well, hopefully you have the reports I sent out ahead of time, and I'll just kind of hit the highlights of those. For a staffing update, we are at this moment fully staffed. We do have a social worker too that's going to retire at the end of March, which we plan to fill again. And we do finally have a service supervisor on board. Chris Purvis has received a promotion, and so hopefully have some more stability there because we kind of have had some turnover in that position. As far as our group care numbers, we kind of still remain high for our 15-county area. I've been approving those every 2 weeks, so we don't have a waiting list at this point in time per se, but we are kind of high in our numbers. For DCAT, the highlights there I would say would be the parent partner program, which we're expanding actually through our whole 15-county area. There's going to be a training for that, I believe, in May coming up in Boone County, which is really gets our parent partners kicked off and starting that program here. It's part of the Department of Human Services Child and Family Service Review PIP program. It's part of our PIP process, so it is one of our biggest strategies to make an improvement in ourselves throughout the next couple of years. And parent partners, if you're not aware, are parent partners are actually people that have gone through the child welfare system, probably had their children removed, have gotten their children back, most of them, some of them not, but they're now coming back to try to help mentor and move people through that system quicker, other families that are now coming into our system. Some of what's happened with the dollars in VCAT, recently we've approved some additional dollars to go into after-school programming. It's actually contracts that were already in place, but additional dollars to support more kids and for a longer period of time. Still working on that restructuring part, I think, between Boone, Dallas, Story, how that's going to combine with CPPC, DCAT, and all of those things. I know they have some RFPs out for the CPPC and looking at how we can combine those three into one in some fashion, I think, but not a final on that yet. Not very easy, actually, to get all that combined. I think some of that may be sharing of people rather than combining of the actual DCAT projects, too, of just sharing a coordinator, which can cut down on some of the costs. Next thing I sent out was some statistical information about Story County. First one that I'm looking at is the chart one, which actually shows for our child abuse assessments of how many we've had over the last, it looks like since last May. Pretty steady across the way as far as how many actual assessments we do in Story County on abuse issues. Keeping in mind, these are just the ones that we actually went out and assessed. There would have been probably at least double this, if not more, that were actually referred. So a lot of those referrals do get rejected by our centralized intake. Below that, it talks about how the outcome of those assessments. So you can see the confirmed or founded are those generally that we would then probably bring in as an active ongoing case into our child welfare system. And the others, maybe, maybe not, depending on the circumstances. If it was not confirmed, it could be we still see some needs in the family and we may refer them to some other agencies and ask them if they need some additional services, even though the abuse referral itself wasn't confirmed. The next thing that I sent out was just to give you some information about the dollars that come into Story County from the programs that we administer. It's the food assistance program, and this is for fiscal year 10, fiscal year 11, and then fiscal year 12 through December, of course, because we're right in the middle of that one. So you can see the numbers. It talks about the number of households. For the food assistance, number of households is smaller, of course, than the number of people because the recipients, most food assistance households are probably more than one person. And then the monthly average of dollars coming into the community and then an annual amount coming into the community for each of those years. So you can see for food assistance has gone up, and that's been a plan and a kind of a push from the federal level to get as many people as are eligible to receive food assistance to have a higher penetration rate with that. So we've been really working with that and through the online applications, trying to make things simpler for people to access that program. Family investment program it goes up and down. It's designed really to be on the downward trend because it's the old ADC program. There is that five-year limit, lifetime limit, that you can receive those benefits. So it's really meant to be on the downward slide. We do see some bumps up in that sometimes when the economy gets really bad, and then it'll go back down again. Medicaid, again, is really on an upward trend most of the time. As more programs for a variety of people come into being. Of course, as Affordable Care Act plays out, I think that will change the picture of all kinds of things. I'm not sure what that will look like in the future, but it will change the picture of this and how this all works. It may mean additional people on Medicaid or just some other access through insurances or some other way for people to access health care benefits. Any questions?
Thank you for your work. Thanks for the report. All right. The next report is Central Iowa Tourism and Convention and Visitors Bureau. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. I brought some goodies for you. In January, we had our annual meeting and annual report, so I did bring you a printed copy of this. Unfortunately, you missed the visual video and all that, but just a few highlights from 2011. Of course, our Ames Community Grant Program. We gave away over $61,000 to 26 different grant recipients last year, and gave away about $50,000 for 2012. We have a summary of the hotel motel tax revenue that was received by the Convention and Visitors Bureau and the City of Ames, and that is a majority of our budget for the Convention and Visitors Bureau. And the direct spending of visitors to the Ames area was over $70 million last year, and that is something that we're really trying to build awareness of, the amount of money that the visitors spend in our community. We're expecting over 500,000 overnight visitors. And we do focus on the overnight visitors because we're able to track that through the hotel motel tax and their spending. A little bit of facts on our website, 105,000 visits. Our Facebook page is very active, 5,100 fans. And we manage the Ames ISU information booth on University Boulevard there. And over 3,200 people stopped there last year. So one of those places that people don't realize what kind of traffic it receives. 2012 looks to be a very busy year with a number of returning events as well as some new and exciting events. A big one will be the World Series of Beat Baseball in July, and that is baseball, the adaptive version of baseball for the visually impaired. You can see our budget information there. And a listing of the almost 276 members of the Convention and Visitors Bureau last year, one of which is the Story County Supervisors. So I also brought you some our membership packet in the folder there. We see ourselves as a marketing organization for the members and to help them get their business in front of the visitors to the community. We're focusing our membership benefits on the promotional opportunities, business development, and the hospitality services that we provide and that we can help them provide to the visitors and the awareness of their business. I've got a calendar for 2012, our annual calendar, and a copy of the new Ames Area Visitors Guide. We're partnering with the Ames Bulletin Board again this year to bring that out on a quarterly basis. So that's sort of the overview of the Ames Convention and Visitors Bureau. And then as far as the Central Iowa Tourism, Central Iowa Tourism works with the State Tourism Office and holds a legislative showcase in February each year, and this little booklet tells you some of their legislative priorities for the tourism industry, so I included that. Was that in your packet? Okay. Yeah, that one. So I represented Ames and Story County in at that event in early February. I'll give you mine. Okay. Again, just trying to build the awareness of how much tourism is an economic engine for the state of Iowa as well as the Ames area. So that's what I've got for you today.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for the report. I would like to know your feelings on what, if any, movement are we going to have in 2012 on flat space?
We are continuing that effort. They're working on, still working on potential funding options. Looked at a couple of different things. And unfortunately, I think one of the options of the restaurant food tax that was brought up will require some legislative action. That work is being done, laying that groundwork. I don't know exactly where that will go. Also, with the change in the president at Iowa State, that has caused a little bit of a slowdown while we bring Dr. Leith up to speed on that initiative and hope to
any sense
that.
At all on Dr. Leith's view on?
Unfortunately, I don't think it's a priority for him right at the moment, but we're working on that and build the case for that with him so that hopefully we can get that back on his on his priority list. So, all right. Thank you
very much. Liaison assignments and committee meeting updates. Anything, Paul?
Spoke briefly with the Stephen Webb from Alliance Technologies yesterday, and they've identified some of their problem areas at CLP. I think a lot of those are with the vendor. And I think they're going to give the vendor the opportunity this week to kind of straighten things out, and then I think he was going to check back with me on Friday. But he didn't anticipate spending much time up here at all, if any, this week, other than I think he'll probably be at staff meeting on Friday for IT.
And we feel like it's going pretty well?
I think so.
Downstairs?
Yes, that's the feeling that I get when I speak to the IT staff.
So. Okay. No, you were at the Government Restructuring Committee meeting in Ames last night, but just as by way of report, everybody's here. The Government Structure Committee held their, as I understand it, their last kind of public informational gathering meeting last night. And it was actually televised on the local access channel. And now they will kind of go into starting to develop the report. All that will still be open to the public, and I'm sure they're still taking input from the public. But now they're going to start trying to wade through all the information that they have and try to come back with a report for us. So it's been I'm highly appreciative of the efforts that they've put in, and it's going to be really interesting to see what they get to. Other reports? None. Consideration of personnel actions listed there. I don't think there's any additions to this.
I would move approval of the personnel actions.
And I'll second it. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Consent agenda. We have all items today on the consent agenda.
Move approval of the consent agenda.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Public forum number two. This is comments from the public on items that are not on today's agenda. Supervisors can't take any action on anything today, but you can sure put it before us to consider at a later date. Seeing no one, Leanne, last chance. Come sprinting up here. Seeing no one. Any other announcements, Paul?
Pass.
None from me.
German.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.